You're listening to the World Watch Weekly Podcast by Open Doors Canada. On today's episode, we're talking about the number 6 country on the World Watch List, Eritrea, and we'll learn about some prisoners for their faith in Christ. For more information about Open Doors Canada or the World Watch List, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of World Watch Weekly. I'm Andrew, and with me today is Jared. We are going to jump into talking about the number 6 country on the World Watch List, Eritrea.
Eritrea is interesting, Andrew. I am generally pretty good at geography, and Eritrea is one of those countries that you have a really hard time like picturing on a map.
Yeah, so for those who don't know where Eritrea is just north of Ethiopia. It's in what would be referenced as the Horn of Africa. And it actually at one point was part of Ethiopia and broke away in, I believe, in about 1993.
Predates me.
Are you serious? That predates you?
I'm a 95 baby, man.
Oh, my word. Okay. That is, wow. I did not realize that you were just so growing in your age. How do I say that politely?
What? Growing in my age?
I don't know. Wow, I did not realize that you were quite that much younger than I. I do remember 93 very vividly myself. Blue Jays won the World Series.
I've heard about that in legend.
That's about the only thing I remember actually from 1993. But well, there you go. Eritrea is older than Jared. But Eritrea is an interesting country. In fact, it has had the same president since 1993. His name is Isaias Afwerki, and he has been president since then. But Eritrea is not considered a democratic country.
Yeah, and it's number 6 on our World Watch List. It has been in the top 10 for several years now. It's been showing up on the World Watch List every year since the early 2000s or so. Now, as a ministry, Open Doors has been involved with the local church in Eritrea since the 1990s. And in terms of civil liberties, Andrew, Western governments and human rights organizations generally consider Eritrea actually one of the most repressive countries in the world on a level with North Korea, Turkmenistan, and Iran.
Yeah, Eritrea is such an interesting country because it is legal to be a Christian if you're part of one of the approved denominations. But if you choose to worship outside of one of those approved denominations, you are breaking the law and can face severe prison time. Based on the churches that you and I go to, we'd both be illegal Christians in Eritrea.
Yeah.
If you're part of these illegal denominations, you're persecuted both by the government and the legal forms of Christianity, which is a sad fact.
That's really sad, yeah.
But ironically, the legal forms of Christianity are still persecuted by the government.
Yeah, and beyond that, freedom of expression in all its forms is restricted. Yeah, posting expressions of personal faith on social media is risky. Could lead to arrest if it's discovered. Internet posts like that also lead to deeper surveillance so that the authorities can uncover a person's, you know, secret group, make a group mass arrest. And this, honestly, that applies to all Christians, even the legal registered ones.
The restrictions on freedom of religion against Christians in Eritrea are far-reaching. Officials conduct house-to-house searches against anyone suspected of being a member of the so-called new forms of Christianity. Those are the illegal Christian groups. The security forces of the country can search any private residence without need to get a court warrant. Underground Christians and their prayer groups are the main targets. That's why Christians find it difficult and dangerous to meet up for prayer and Bible study.
Yeah, Christian homes often are raided. They lead to arrests and the confiscation of Christian material. This means it's always risky to access, you know, Christian radio or TV programs, as government agents might show up at any time or they might be eavesdropping in. An expert on the country of Eritrea says, if a Christian is found accessing a Christian media outlet restricted by the ruling party, such a person will most likely end up in jail. Just owning a Bible or a Christian t-shirt is considered treason by the ruling party and can lead to an arrest for an indefinite period of time.
You can imagine with all of those restrictions, the difficulty of trying to raise a child in the Christian faith in an authoritarian country like Eritrea. Children often face additional pressure from teachers and students if their parents are known to be unrecognized Christians. anti-Christian government propaganda and indoctrination is commonplace at school. And children are stigmatized if one of their parents has faced jail time for their faith. It's all too common in Eritrea for Christians to be imprisoned for the faith. You can hear it. Everything we've said is like, and for that, they could be imprisoned. And for that, they could be imprisoned, right? It's all too common. It's reported that there are thousands of prisoners of conscience in Eritrean prisons, many of them Christians among them. Some Christian leaders have been in prison for more than a decade.
And there's a lot of these prisoners that we could tell you about. But Andrew, I want to share the story of one particular prisoner in Eritrea. His name is Paul. And when Paul left home as a young adult, he was looking for work, and he ended up working for the military in a technical job at a military camp. It was in the military that Paul began to struggle with depression. He sought the advice of a friend. Now, this friend himself wasn't a Christian, but he said, well, there are Christians in this camp. Maybe they can help. So an unbeliever pointed him towards the church, and it was there that Paul met Christ. Just as he was planning to leave the military, he was arrested. Paul says, I had been there for many years, but before I could leave, I was jailed with all the other members of our fellowship at the camp for worshiping outside of the recognized groups. After our arrest, the camp authorities asked us individually if we wanted to renounce our faith. They asked me if I was ashamed of my faith. Why should I be? I asked. This man's head has been ruined. Put him in jail, the commander told the officers. Andrew, it was going to be a decade before Paul was released. 10 years of insufficient food, insufficient hygiene, insufficient medical care. Paul and these other Christians in his group were held in two different places, one of them being a dungeon. It was so hot, Paul says, that people couldn't bear to touch each other. But the space given to each person was too small. We were packed like sardines. He was regularly sick, but because of his refusal to give in to their demands, he was never allowed to access the proper medical care. He was told, we will release you or help you if you agree to sign this form. All he had to do was to be released was sign a form that he considered as a betrayal of his faith. So Paul wouldn't do it. But, you know, time goes on and his situation gets worse and Paul started to feel hopeless. They put me in a place where I could not breathe. I was sick and in pain. It made me wonder, what am I waiting for here? Well, some of Paul's friends ended up signing a form in exchange for their freedom. And Paul wondered if it would really be so bad if he signed it too. But then he saw one other fellow Christian who refused to stop worshiping Christ and was severely punished for it. And instead of driving Paul to recant, it actually motivated him to be courageous. I thought I would die, says Paul. And then I thought, what if I die? Where would I go? Where is my hope? Is it not in heaven? I realized that my hope was definitely not on earth. And this really revived my soul as I remembered the hope Jesus granted me. From that moment on, I decided to never stop thinking about my home in heaven again, but to keep my mind on spiritual things. It brought me out of that pain. Well, eventually, Paul was unexpectedly released. But life outside of prison hasn't been easy for him, and today we want to pray for him specifically. During that decade in prison, he lost both his parents. He feels like a stranger to his family, and his friends have all moved on in life. It's very lonely for him. But Paul continues to be reminded of the need to keep his mind on the spiritual things, trusting God to provide grace and mercy for this phase of life too. He knows that the Lord is never untrue to his promises.
Yeah, what an incredible story. 10 years in prison for his faith, and yet he sees God at work. And he's able to endure those 10 years. And, you know, we will pray for Paul in a bit. There's another famous Christian prisoner from Eritrea. Her name is Helen Brahani. Helen spent 30 months in a shipping container for her faith. The shipping container was the prison. She was brutally beaten and yet refused to sign a document that would release her if she promised to stop sharing the gospel. Because as Helen believes, Jesus is the medicine of the world and he must be shared. Here, we want you to listen to a short clip of Helen sharing about her experience in prison.
Non-believers ask me all the time to sing. So when I'm singing in the evening, so they fell asleep. So I understand because we are in huge dark, in poor condition, no enough food. It's very hot in the day, cold in the night, maggots or dark and this awful toilet or many things, I can understand. But we worship God. It's not because our pocket is full or not. We worship Him because He gave us eternal life. That is my understanding. So just, we sing. The only solution is now to sing. So I started singing by Tigrinya. Thank you for the toilet. Thank you for the lies. Thank you for everything I mentioned.
When I think about my own life, and I say thanks for my food every day, but am I really overflowing with gratitude? And I have so much to be thankful for compared to 30 months in a prison container.
Wow. Yeah, these stories really makes you understand what life is like for Christians in Eritrea. So let's spend some time praying for them. We can pray for all the Christians who are in prison for their faith. Let's ask that the Lord will sustain them, strengthen their faith, and encourage them daily through His Spirit.
Yeah. And, let's pray specifically for Paul today. Like he was released in the last year and he is struggling. As you heard, there's lots of things have changed in his life. And so we just want to pray that God would continue to sustain him and help him even as he tries to readjust to life outside of prison.
And let's also pray for the Eritrean church as they continue to rely on God and share the gospel, even if it means a prison sentence.
Yeah. Let's pray together for our brothers and sisters in Eritrea. Father God, we lift up to you our brothers and sisters in Eritrea today. God, we thank you for their faithfulness. We thank you, God, that they are obediently following you. God, we pray that you would strengthen your church in Eritrea. I read this week that many in the church in Eritrea are sharing their faith and aren't afraid of prison. And God, we thank you for that. God, we pray that more and more of that would happen. We pray that in Canada, we would learn from the example of Eritrean Christians. God, we pray for those who are in prison today. May you sustain them. May you keep them. God, may they know why they may be physically alone or they are not spiritually alone. God, that we pray with them today, that we were with them in spirit today. God, we remember them as if we were in prison. God, we pray your sustaining grace upon them. God, we pray for Paul today. God, we thank you for his faithfulness to you over 10 years in prison. But God, we also pray today that you would sustain him as he tries to reintegrate into life outside of prison. God, and it's been very difficult for him. God, we just pray that he would know your guidance, he would know your grace today, God, and that you would sustain him and help him. God, as he feels isolated and lonely, God, may he know that he is part of a family of Christians that care about him. And God, we also pray for the church in Eritrea. May they continue to be faithful witnesses to Jesus Christ. May they continue to share the gospel. And may they continue to follow Jesus regardless of consequences, even if it means prison time. Jesus, we pray your strength upon the church. May your church grow in Eritrea, may it be strengthened, and may they continue to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode of the World Watch Weekly Podcast. Please remember to rate and review and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. If you have questions that you want us to answer in an upcoming mailbag episode, please email them to us at podcast@odcan.org. We're looking forward to another Q&A episode soon. Till then, hope you have a great week and we'll see you again next Wednesday.
On the way out of this episode, I want you to hear Helen sing the song of thankfulness that she wrote in prison.
تمسكن بغلو تمسكن تمسكن بغلو تمسكن بوعي تمسكن بزحلي تمسكن بوعي تمسكن تمسكن بزحلي
Thanks for listening to Open Doors Canada's World Watch Weekly podcast. The goal of this podcast is to encourage Canadians to pray for our persecuted family. To find out more, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org and click on Get Involved and Prayer.